Hello, my Duchess. Today is only the 3rd. Is it the 3rd? No, the 2nd of June. Today is Monday, the 2nd of June, 1969. I know it's only been 3 days since I made a tape to you, but I thought if I had the chance, I would make them while I could, because so often a week goes by and I don't get the chance to make a tape. I probably won't be able to finish this tape, all at one sitting, because I think Linda will be coming home in a few minutes with Bob, and I'll probably take a shower, and maybe I'll come back and finish the tape. But at least I got started. I can't remember, Duchess, if I told you that about a week ago Saturday, or Sunday, I guess, I was supposed to go to the party. The Thai general had a party, and I had an invitation, and they were supposed to pick me up. Well, make a long story short, they forgot to pick me up. They just clean forgot about it, and here I was, dressed in my best, whatever that means. I often get a chance to put a dress on, in fact, hardly ever. But I waited for an hour, and they didn't show up. And the next day, I saw the general's aide, and he assumed an American officer would be picking me up. However, he did not designate anyone to pick me up, nor did he tell me of any other Americans that were coming to the party. See, they usually only invite, three or four officers at the most. And as a rule, I am the only American woman there, or perhaps Linda if she goes. But anyway, he apologized all over, and I can't honestly say I was that upset about missing it, because I cannot eat that Thai food. I simply cannot. And then, of course, they expect you to be on the dance floor at every dance. They come around and say, why aren't you dancing? You must be dancing, you know. So, it was no big thing. But 2 days later, Lieutenant Camon, who was the general's aide, sent me a present to the service club, and it was a very lovely piece of material. It's Thai silk, and it's sort of a green floral design. Anyway, it's very lovely. I don't know how much there is, but I'm sure there's enough to make a dress. The only thing is, I don't know of any dressmaker. See, there's absolutely nothing where I am, and I'm sure there are plenty of qualified people in Saigon, but I get to Saigon about once every 2 weeks, but the only thing I have time to do is pick up supplies. And I have to go pick up my expendable items and some non-expendable and commissary supplies. And I never have, I don't even have time to eat lunch most of the time. So that possibly I'll never get it made up here. But no big thing. In fact, I kept saying, gee, I wish he'd forget me more often, because I think I'd be much happier having the material than I would spending another evening. It's very hard because most of the officers speak some English, Duchess, but you know what it is trying to make conversation all evening with people you have absolutely nothing in common with, and of course there's language barrier, plus the fact that you're the only American woman, so that you feel kind of in a showcase. And it's quite a strain sometimes for the whole evening. And another thing about the Thais is they love to party, you know, they party all the time. But they start very early, about 6 o'clock, and they don't break up till about 1 or 2 in the morning. I mean, it's always a long party, so that by 10 o'clock, I'm ready to go home. I've had it. So anyway, I thought that was very considerate of him to send the Thai silk over to me. I called him and thanked him. He said, oh, I had to do it, he said. I could not live with my conscience, he said. I was number 10 officer. Anyway, that was the episode with the party. And I don't think I mentioned it on the last tape. I just can't remember. I know I did tell you that I got my hair cut. In fact, already it really could use another trim. You know, it's short, and it just takes a week or two, and it needs a trim all over again. What other exciting things are happening? Today's Monday, right? And we had a big USO show, Duchess. When did we have it? On the 30th, Memorial Day. I mentioned this too on my last tape. The name of the show was Mary, Margaret, and the Martells. Now, I have never heard of them, but I don't think they were really that big or really that good. They were excellent entertainers and musicians and a very pleasant group. I had over 850 men in my service club to watch the performance. I took out all the furniture in the main lounge, absolutely everything, and everyone sat on the floor. And I let GIs in about 1 hour before I let any Thai soldiers in. And we had, about 300 GIs and about 500 or so Thais. Those Thais, they have an underground communication system all their own. If you don't tell them anything, they're there in droves when something is happening. Anyway, everyone was pleased. I mean, the colonel from this compound was there. At least he stopped by to see how the arrangements had gone. And quite a few of the officers came with their men. Mr. Diener, who is staff entertainment director at UCV, was there, and everyone was pleased. Of course, I went out of my way to see that these people were comfortable and had no confusion and everything ran smoothly. It took a bit of planning, but again, we're very limited to what we can offer. But we gave them whatever was available. And they were, as I say, a delightful group. Even afterwards, the show, I took them over to the officers' club. It's a very, very tiny little room, but we call it the club. And we had some drinks, and I got some sandwiches from the mess hall. And we stood on the helipad waving goodbye to them as they took off. We had to make two trips because the equipment took one chopper, and then the people went in another, and the same chopper had to go down to Saigon and back again. And this makes it hard when I have to shuttle people and equipment. But I could only get one Huey. Next time I'm going to try for a Chinook. A Chinook is twice the size of a Huey, just twice the size, and it's still a chopper. It has a double rotary blade. And we'll see. And in addition to that, I took care of Saturday. Then Sunday, wait a minute, I'm sorry, Duchess, Memorial Day was on Friday, the 30th. Then on Sunday, the 1st of June, we opened up the swimming pool here on compound. This pool has not been open for 6 months, and nobody thought it was going to open for another 6 months, but Lieutenant Urim, Lenny, he's the Special Services Officer for 222nd Combat Aviation Battalion. Anyway, Lenny's been working on it real hard, and they opened Sunday for about 6 hours, and then they had to close today and tomorrow for more repairs. But there will be a pool now. It only has about 3.5 feet of water in it. And they say the water is pure because they have all the filter systems, and the chlorine was very heavy as far as I was concerned. Your eyes get burned out. And of course, I was the only female in the pool, and there weren't too many men because the news hadn't been out yet that the pool was going to open. And the pool, parts of it are in desperate need. I mean, part of the boardwalk, if you can say the boardwalk, or the border around the pool is falling apart. You have to be very careful where you walk. It deteriorated the last 6 months, very much so. But, and the liner, see, it's not a cement pool. It's like a rubber liner. It's a huge pool, Duchess. I guess you would say it's Olympic-sized pool. But the liner has a lot of holes in it, and they have been patching it up with, like, rubber inner tubes. It's quite a mess, really. It's not a very pretty-looking thing, but once they fix the I call it the boardwalk area around the pool, the border, and once they paint it and get some lights in, then hopefully I think they're planning on getting a new liner. But right now it looks pretty cruddy, and the water looks muddy, but it isn't. It's the liner that is so discolored, because it's been baking in the sun, you know, for 6 months. Anyway, I did go in the water for about an hour or so. I was over there about an hour and a half. It was kind of opening day, and so we had the so-called dignitaries of the compound, you know, the commanders of different units. And we were invited to go over, so Linda did not go in the pool, but I was very happy to put my bathing suit on and jump in the pool. The only thing is I have to be real careful about my foot, because my foot has not been giving me any problems at all, Duchess. But in the water, you know, when you kick and you hang your ankle loosely and kick, I could feel a slight strain, so that I didn't do it very often. And as I say, I didn't stay in the pool that long. By the time I walked from the pool to my service club, which is about a four-minute walk, you're soaking wet again with the heat, because noontime here, or say from about nearly from about 10 o'clock to about 3 o'clock, the sun is beastly, beastly hot. It really is wicked, and you can't stay out in it too long. The humidity is pretty wet. So that any walking at all, it just leaves you soaking wet. Of course, most of the time I'm in my air-conditioned office, but very often I'm riding, and I don't mind the riding so much, because you do get a breeze. Even though it's a warm breeze, at least the air is moving, because, as you know, all our vehicles, Jeeps, three-quarter tons, what have you, they're open, you know, so there's no windows and no closed doors or anything. So you do manage to get a breeze, and it isn't quite so bad. Well, for somebody who was going to interrupt this tape, well, I'm almost finished with the first side already. Oh, golly bee. I try to spit these things out, but just as I turn over.